The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, there to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, I think there must be something wrong with me. Christmas is here, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending out Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that. But I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed. Doesn't anyone know what Christmas is all about?
I can tell you, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights? Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Messiah and Lord." That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Thank you, Linus. It all makes sense now. Do not be afraid. We have nothing to fear from the Lord. God knows us. Warts and all, God knows us. He knows our faults. He knows our follies. He knows our blindness. He knows our sin. And still, he trusts us. He entrusts his Son to a human family. God's love is greater than our sin. I proclaim to you good news of great joy. Jesus is our joy. He is Emmanuel, God with us, God who wants to be close to us, one with us. Jesus wants us to feel joy, to know that God loves us and embraces us as we are. We don't need to be good in order for God to love us. His love makes us good. And unto you, a Savior is born who is both Messiah and Lord. Jesus is our Savior. He saves us from ourselves, saves us from eternal death, from separation from God, from our sins. He saves us. He is both Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ, and Lord. And here is the great contrast. He who is both Messiah and Lord comes to us as a little child, so frail and fragile, so vulnerable, so at risk, so dependent on us. God, sharing in our humanity, so that we may share in his divinity. Pope John Paul II put it this way. In Jesus Christ is the human face of God and the divine face of man.